Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Campus Beat right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University since 1922. I'm Dinah Jansen, and with me is Abyas Karim, a master's student in international business who has recently joined our news team as the campus news reporter, alongside our dedicated AMS student volunteer Jaya Kumar and Jesse Bell, CFRC's local journalism initiative producer and program coordinator. Coming up now and throughout the afternoon, we're pleased to present our special coverage of AMS and SGPS elections and referenda, where we chat with or read statements from about 50 AMS and SGPS executive candidates and all clubs and groups seeking to establish, increase, or continue mandatory and optional fees at referenda. We'll also be airing both the SGPS and AMS all candidates debates that took place on January 22nd and January 23rd, respectively, taking us through most of the broadcast day today. In the first portion of our marathon AMS and SGPS elections and referenda special broadcast series right here on Campus Beat, we'll chat with and read statements from clubs and groups seeking to establish, increase, or continue mandatory or optional fees during the SGPS referendum taking place January 29th and 30th. All students are reminded that voting occurs online via Simply Voting, and the AMS and SGPS send ballots out at 12:01 in the morning on January 29th. You can learn more about elections processes for both our student governments by visiting sgps.ca and myams.org. In the meantime, let's jump into our conversations with and statement reads for clubs and groups seeking fees during the SGPS referendum. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in this segment, we have a statement from the AMS Food Bank in the running for the SGPS referendum campaign. This statement has been provided by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students. In the question of why the group is seeking a renewal of their fee, the AMS Food Bank is seeking a renewal of its fee to continue addressing the critical and growing issue of food insecurity among Queen's University students. As an essential service on campus, the Food Bank provides confidential, non-judgmental support to students experiencing financial hardship, ensuring they have access to nutritious food and the resources necessary to thrive academically and personally. The renewal of this fee is vital to sustaining and expanding this service to meet rising demand and new challenges. Food insecurity has become an increasingly pressing issue in recent years due to skyrocketing grocery prices and the rising cost of living. Students are disproportionately affected as many balance limited income from part-time jobs or student loans with the financial demands of tuition, rent, and other necessities. This economic pressure has led to a significant increase in the number of students relying on the AMS Food Bank. Currently, the food bank serves approximately 100 patrons per week, a sharp rise compared to previous years. The continued growth in demand underscores the importance of renewing the fee to ensure the food bank can keep pace with the needs of the Queen's community. The fee renewal is critical for maintaining the food bank's ability to provide a consistent and diverse selection of food items, especially as grocery prices continue to rise. The cost of essential items such as fresh produce, protein, and culturally inclusive foods has increased substantially, stretching the food bank's budget thin. Without the renewal of the fee, the food bank risks being unable to meet the nutritional needs of its patrons, which could have serious consequences for their academic success and overall well-being. Beyond food procurement, the fee also supports staffing and operational costs that are essential to the food bank's daily functioning. Trained staff ensure the service operates efficiently and with compassion, providing a welcoming environment for all students. They also manage logistics, inventory, and data collection, enabling the food bank to respond proactively to changing needs. The renewal of the fee will ensure that this professional support remains in place, allowing the food bank to uphold its high standards of service delivery. Additionally, the fee funds outreach and marketing efforts, which are crucial for raising awareness of the food bank's services and reducing stigma often associated with food insecurity. By promoting its resources and engaging with the Queen's community, the food bank can reach more students in need while fostering a supportive culture of understanding and advocacy. Renewing the fee is not just about sustaining the AMS food bank, but rather is about investing in the health, well-being, and success of Queen's students. Food insecurity is a barrier to academic achievement and personal growth, and the food bank plays a vital role in removing that barrier for hundreds of students each year. As the demand for the service continues to grow, the fee renewal is essential to ensure that no student has to choose between their education and their basic needs. Thank you to the Society of Graduate and Professional Students for providing this statement on behalf of the AMS Food Bank. And now we'll turn it over to CFRC's own Jesse Bell, speaking with Athletics and Recreation about their fee campaign.
This is Jesse Bell from CFRC 101.9 FM, and I am joined today by Miles Brackenbury from Queen's Athletics and Recreation. Miles, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. Great to be here.
So this is part of our ongoing referenda series. We're going to ask four questions to Miles. Our first one is, Miles, just tell us about Queen's Athletics and Recreation.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Queen's Athletics and Recreation is the organization that runs the ARC, as we students call it. So they have year-round service through our membership fees that we pay automatically, and it includes intramurals for graduate students as well, which is huge. And so you've got access to one of the best gyms, if not the best gym in town. I'm biased, of course. And then as well as those intramurals, group fitness classes, a great pool and aquatic services. And and then they also employ a lot of students as well, grad and undergraduate, and invests a lot in our community and well-being in that regard.
Fantastic. Yes, the ARC certainly, obviously, a sports hub, but I'm glad you mentioned the fact that it is a really reliable employer for a lot of students and even a lot of Kingston community members. Next question here. What is your referendum question?
Yes, I've got that right here. I want to get the wording right for you all, so you recognize it when you vote via email next week. So the question that you'll be asked is, do you agree to the continuation of a mandatory student fee of $214.69 indexed to CPI for Queen's Athletics and Recreation? This fee is subject to triennial review. So that's the question, and students are going to be asked, and we're asking them to vote yes because of all of the amazing services Athletics and Recreation offer, and because it's the best gym membership you're ever going to get in your life. Hold on to it for as long as you can. That comes to the incredible price of like $17.89 a month. So you really can't beat that with any other gym. And when you factor in all of the intramurals and fitness classes that you get on top of that, grad students with families also have access to like aquatic swimming lessons and whatnot. So there's family services wrapped in there as well. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. So don't be intimidated by that number when you see it on the ballot, because it's monthly really better than a lot of streaming service prescriptions these days.
And I will say, as someone who utilizes fitness services outside of the ARC, I'm a Kingston community member now. My ARC pass expired many, many years ago. But it is actually priced quite competitively on a monthly basis to a lot of alternative fitness options in the city of Kingston. So like you said, the overall number may be a little frightening to people. But when you break it down on a monthly basis, it is actually very competitive with other fitness organizations that don't quite offer the same amount of services as well.
Exactly. Thanks, Jesse. And also, if we vote no, the consequences of that is we don't have the strength of community. So that membership fee jumps to over $45 a month, more than double. You don't get intramurals included. We're not investing in our health and well-being and in our community. So it's very worthwhile to, and that's why we're really trying to push the message so people know what's on the ballot and they know what services they're losing and the price that they'll pay if they vote no. Because ultimately, We won't save money as SGPS members. We'll pay the price if we vote no.
Well, you've covered my question about why people should support. So I'll move on to my last one, which is just how can people learn more about you and the vote itself?
Yeah, totally. Follow Queen's Arc on Instagram. You can follow me too, but the Queen's Arc has all the information you need. And I've been sharing that during the campaign period and will continue until Monday when the campaign closes. And go to the gogalesgo.com/SGPS website where you can see all of the services and reasons why you should vote yes. And there are well over 50% of grad students who have used the ARC and use it on a regular basis. We have 2,000 unique grad students using it since the start of 2025. So we know that the need is there, and more than ever today, we need to prioritize our health and well-being. But to those students who haven't used the ARC, so those who have used it are obviously we're counting on you for that yes vote, and we need you to show up when you get the email next Wednesday on January 29th and 30th. But if you haven't used the ARC yet, I encourage you in the next few days to go try the services. There's obviously treadmills and weight racks, but there's also squash courts and basketball courts and yoga classes. So try one of these services out, hop in the pool, and I bet you'll be voting yes too.
Thank you once again to the SGPS representative for Queens Athletics and Recreation, Miles Brackenberry, for attending this interview.
And thank you so much, Jesse. We now turn it over to a statement provided to us by Four Directions Indigenous Students Center regarding their fee campaign. And welcome back to CFRC and our coverage of AMS and SGPS elections and referenda. In this segment, we have a statement from Four Directions Indigenous Students Center. Four Directions Indigenous Students Center, as its vision states, is committed to enhancing the well-being of Indigenous students, including Indigenous students in graduate and professional programs. It's important to provide supports to Indigenous SGPS students to ensure that the extra barriers in education these students might face are mitigated. To do so, it offers specific programming for Indigenous SGPS students. In addition, these students are able to access other programming designed for all Indigenous students. Four Directions tries to keep costs for programming at a minimum for students, therefore a student fee greatly assists in offsetting program costs. Of some of the initiatives and opportunities that Four Directions has provided the Queens community with funds previously connected, there is the Sage Writing Retreat Day programming at Four Directions specifically for graduate students, a day in the past that has included dedicated writing time, breakfast and lunch, dog therapy visits, and opportunities to speak with an Indigenous scholar. As well, there are coffee chats with Indigenous advisors facilitated bi-weekly as Sage Coffee Chats. This event provided the opportunity for students to connect with one another, share their experiences, support each other, and find strength within community. Based on the student population, this program was offered in a hybrid approach alternating between in-person and virtual meetings. For the in-person meetings, a catered light breakfast was ordered. For the virtual meetings, attendees who registered in advance were sent virtual Tim Hortons gift cards so they could purchase a beverage and snack item to enjoy during the meeting. As well, Four Directions has hosted monthly social feasts for Indigenous students, including numerous Indigenous graduate students. During these social feasts, each Indigenous student received a home-cooked meal from Indigenous caterers. The social feasts provided an opportunity for students to socialize with each other, celebrate their successes, and build relationships with Four Directions staff. Often during these feasts, Indigenous graduate students were able to meet other Indigenous graduate students that they would not have otherwise met. And further, Four Directions offers exam care packages, and in so doing, they purchased academic supplies, stress relief items, and self-care items to create exam care packages for Indigenous graduate students. These were available for Indigenous grad students to pick up at the center during Four Directions study day events and afterwards at their convenience. Of the direct benefits that SGPS members derive from renewing Four Directions fee, some of those benefits include Four Directions offerings, including cultural and academic programming that it offers to all students, as well as its supporting Aboriginal Graduate Enhancement or SAGE program that is specific to graduate and professional program students. Thank you to the Society of Graduate and Professional Students for furnishing this statement on behalf of Four Directions Indigenous Student Center. And now we turn it back over to Jesse Bell with a statement from Walk Home Services here at Queen's University.
This is Jesse Bell from CFRC 101.9 FM, and in this segment, we have a statement from Walk Home provided by the SGPS. First established in 1988, Walk Home is a nighttime safe walk service offered for Queen's University students, faculty, and staff members, as well as members of the broader Kingston community. Walk Home provides an accessible, sustainable, and confidential means of travel at night. A team of two students can pick up or drop off patrons anywhere within the 2.1-kilometer radius boundary, whether it be from their home, a campus building, or a local restaurant. The fee revenue will ensure that Walk Home can continue operating 7 nights a week by subsidizing a substantial proportion of their expenses. This includes staff and manager wages, GPS and communication systems, and the website and live chat functions. The Walk Home fee is a mandatory one, and the fee ask is $14.11. Walk Home is seeking a renewal of its mandatory fee from the SGPS student activity fee because they rely on this stream of revenue to continue operating at current capacity. The SGPS SAF represents approximately 15% of annual revenue. There are three categories of expenses that Walk Home budgets for: personnel, operations, and administration. Over the past 3 years, the revenue from the SGPS SAF alone was sufficient to account entirely for operating expenses, which include radio and GPS software licensing, community outreach, and office supplies. A renewal of this SAF will allow Walk Home to continue operating 7 nights a week to meet the needs of SGPS members. Beyond nightly operational costs, the funds Walk Home has collected have permitted the organization to host initiatives for Queens and Kingston community members. Walk Home has previously offered satellite booths, in which they send a group of staff to off-campus events such that students are able to request a walk immediately after leaving the event. For the past 2 years, Walk Home has hosted Take Back the Night on campus, which is a nighttime vigil and rally intended to amplify the voices of survivors of violence. Last year, Walk Home hosted its Walkathon event, which raised donations for the AMS Food Bank during a period of resource scarcity. Through its services, Walk Home champions SGPS's values of advocacy, equity, safety, and sustainability. With the support of the SAF, Walk Home will be able to continue advancing their mission over the next 3 years.
And thank you so much, Jesse, for reading that statement. We now move over to Jaya Kumar, who is chatting with folks from the World University Services Canada Student Refugee Program, also campaigning for a fee with the SGPS on January 29th and 30th.
Okay, this interview will be with Adam Sander, campaign manager for World University Services Canada Student Refugee Program. Okay, let's get started with the questions. Tell us about your club, please.
Sure. So our club is the World University Service of Canada Student Refugee Program Local Group. So what we do is we're a group of students here at Queen's who work with students coming through this scholarship program. So these students coming through the scholarship program are essentially refugees by the UN definition in that they were forcibly displaced by conflict in their home countries. And our program provides funding for these students to come study here at Queen's, along with a permanent residence. So what we do is we help take care of the non-academic needs of the students, their everyday needs, showing them where their classes are, how the dining hall works, where to get groceries, where to get really many, many things, warm clothing for the winter, etc. As well as we are counselors to these students. Many of these students come from far, far, far away and are alone without their families and whatnot. So it's important for us to have that almost sense of family here at Queen's. And we're really trying to build up that sense of family for these students by supporting them and working with them from the moment they step off the plane in Canada to the moment they leave or decide to stay in Canada. So it's really, we're trying to do a very intensive support program for these students when they come to to Queen's that they can excel academically as well as socially here in a very, very new setting for them.
Okay, great. Thank you. And next, what is your referendum question?
So what we're essentially trying to do here is currently we have a student fee of around $1.95, and we're wanting to increase it to a $3.48 mandatory fee. And the reason we're trying to do this is because we want to sponsor more students to this program. Each student that we're able to sponsor through the scholarship program is another student who comes to Canada with permanent residence and scholarship. And this is a life-changing experience, not only for that individual, but many students end up bringing their families, their younger siblings here to Canada. It has a multi-generational impact. In fact, some of them professors here at Queen's were past students who came to this program who probably would not have had access to post-secondary education should this program not have existed. It's a very, very important program here, and this funding will not be used to fund the student group in particular. It'll be funded directly to fund scholarships. So that's very, very important. Each amount of money we can get will mean that more students can be funded in a more comprehensive manner.
Great, thank you. And you already touched on this a little bit, but why should students support your club?
There are many reasons why it would be valuable to support our club. I think the biggest thing is that you're really supporting a life-changing experience for another individual. And it's not important to sponsor these students to come to Canada because it's the right thing to do, although it is, because it's the economically advantageous thing for the Canadian economy, although it is. Many of these students are highly, highly gifted and do pursue very significant and important jobs in society, whether that be engineers, whether that be politicians, whether that be doctors, lawyers, or any type of position. Many of these students come here and give back to the Canadian economy and give back to the Canadian society in ways that are very, very tangible. So that's another important thing. I think first and foremost, I think it's important to set a precedence as a university that we are aware of inequalities in education and that we are actively taking our role to combat these inequalities and to build pathways for students and marginalized populations who may not typically have access to education to take it upon themselves to pursue a path in education that will allow them to, as well as their families, to succeed in life. And I think it's this program is really all about merit. At the end of the day, it's about providing deserving students opportunities that they deserve that they would not otherwise have the opportunity to pursue.
Okay, great. Thank you. And finally, how can people learn more about you and vote for this, for your club?
Sure. So there's a few ways you could learn. Of course, we have our website. So we have the WISC Queen's website, as well as we've won a few awards in the past here at Queen's. So there's definitely, if you search up WISC Queen's online, you'll see that you'll be able to read some of the articles that have been posted online to see kind of some of the interesting work we've done, as well as you could always email us at wisclocalqueens@gmail.com should you have any more specific inquiries.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And thank you, Jaya Kumar, for that segment. We now turn it back over to Jesse Bell chatting with CFRC's own Mahfouj Kadir about the CFRC SGPS campaign for continuance of its optional fee.
This is Jesse Bell from CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is part of our ongoing referenda interview series. I am joined today by CFRC's representative to the SGPS, Mahfouj Kadir.
Hi, dear listeners. I'm Mahfouj.
Mahfouj, thank you for joining me. Tell us about your group. Tell us about CFRC.
So CFRC is a unique and historic part of our Canadian broadcasting, and it's actually the second oldest radio station in Canada and the longest running campus radio station in the world. And it's founded in 1922 by students and professors from the Electrical Engineering Department. And our mission is to deliver innovative alternative programming that enhances the academic and cultural life of Queen's University and Kingston community. We also focus on providing opportunities for our members to develop practical skills in community-oriented, non-commercial radio broadcasting. And CFRC operates 24/7, offering a diverse range of music, news, sports, and creative arts programming.
Fantastic. Mafuj, it sounds like CFRC has made a lasting impression on you. So can you inform our listeners, what is the referendum question for the SGPS related to CFRC?
So our referendum question is, do you agree to renewal of an optional student fee of $7.5 for CFRC 101.9 FM radio, Queen's University, and this fee is subject to review and direct benefits to that SGPS member? Include the access to training and technical assistant in the development, production, and developments, podcast and broadcasting radio shows, and that are this knowledge can be transferred to the academic and professional career pathways.
Right. Thank you, Mafuj. Why should students support your group?
Well, that's a very good question. So students should support CFRC because we are a platform for creativity, skill building, and community connection. We provide hands-on opportunities for students to develop skills in broadcasting, podcasting, and audio production while showcasing their ideas, research, and creativity to a global audience. So student fees directly fund training through internship, such as work study and SWEP programs, access to professional resources for podcast, radio shows, and creative projects, workshop in DJing, live broadcasting, and audio production, and also free promotion to the student events and services. Also, campus events like shortwave radio, theater festivals, and DJ performances. So actually, supporting CFRC means investing in a space where students can gain valuable career skills, build connection, and make an impact on campus and beyond.
It sounds like you are very passionate about CFRC, Mafuj. It's great to hear. My final question for you, how can people learn more about you and the vote?
So the referendum will take place online via Simply Voting. Eligible students will receive an email from the SGPS at 12:01 a.m. on January 29th with instructions and links to vote. And if you want to learn more about us, learn more about CFRC by visiting our website at cfrc.ca, following us on Instagram at CFRC Music, and tuning in anytime to enjoy our live programming.
Thank you again to Mafuj Kadir from CFRC 101.9 FM for taking the time to discuss CFRC and how it relates to the SGPS referenda.
And thank you, Jesse, for that segment. We now turn it over to Abyaz Karim, who will be chatting with Kingston Youth Shelter, also seeking renewal of its optional fee at the SGPS referendum.
Hello, folks. We have Sebastian Remu with us in our studio. He is from Kingston Youth Shelter. They're asking for a referendum fee for their shelter, and we will be conversing with him about that. Hello, Mr. Remu. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. Thank you.
Tell us a bit more about your shelter.
So the Kingston Youth Shelter is the only shelter in Kingston exclusively devoted to youth, 16 to 24 years of age. Young people finding their way through our doors face homelessness, unemployment, family conflict, abuse, mental health issues, and the need for services provided by Kingston Youth Shelter has continued throughout the pandemic and beyond. We provide emergency shelter. We have 21 beds in our main shelter building. We also have a pair of transitional houses offering supportive housing for youth as they gain the skills to live independently. And we provide a family mediation service to try and reconnect youth with family if that's an option to avoid homelessness, and a housing support worker to help youth with accessing permanent housing, which, given the rental situation in Kingston, is not an easy task. All our services provide a safe environment with in-house counseling services appropriate to reintegrating youth with employment in the social context. And any funds we receive are all from charitable sources. We're not for profit. And it just basically runs the cost of running the shelter, providing meals and counseling for the youth.
Sounds amazing. Yeah, so what is your referendum question?
So the referendum question would be for a $1 fee per member of the society to go towards our operational costs and shelter expenses.
Right. So if you could summarize in a way, why should people support your shelter?
So direct benefit would be we have actually provided services to Queen's students as well as other post-secondary students. The youth seeking our services are in the age range of most university college students, and at least the younger end. And we also provide opportunities for experiential learning for Queen's students and graduates as well, working in the shelter as a placement opportunities.
Lovely. So how can people learn more about your shelter and pay the referendum fee?
So learning more about the shelter, we have a website, kingstonyouthshelter.com. We have an email address, kys@kingstonyouthshelter.com. If you have any more questions other than what's available on our website for more inquiries, how a person might further donate or contribute to our cause, we can field those questions as they come in, kind of thing.
Lovely. Thank you, Mr. Romo, for joining us in studio today. Best of luck with your referendum.
Thank you, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Abyez, for that segment. And we now turn it over to our last interview for the SGPS clubs seeking to establish, continue, or increase their student fees at the SGPS referendum. The last group is the Grad Club. Over to you, Jesse.
This is Jesse Bell from CFRC 101.9 FM, and I am joined in studio by Director of Operations for the Grad Club and SGPS representative, Matthew Fishman. Matthew, thank you for joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's jump straight into it. Yeah. Tell us about the Grad Club.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know, since its inception in 1963, so very long time, the Grad Club has kind of acted as a central hub for the community surrounding Queens and Kingston itself, offering basically a safe space, an accessible space for the students to come in, learn, have a great time, run a bunch of community-based events, and really any event that can, you know, be a little advanced with a little bit of maybe a pint or two, some cheap food.
Some beverages.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. As well as providing basically just a venue space for clubs and the Kingston community to showcase their talents. For example, one of my favorite events that we run is with the Queen Salsa Club. They rent out the entire venue about once a month. If you love to have a good time, love dancing, I'd highly recommend going.
And the Grad Club has also served, I know, as a study space for a lot of students.
I have
many friends that'll camp out usually on the third floor and take advantage of that. And what is the referenda question for the Grad Club?
Yeah, so the overall question is we're looking to renew our SGPS optional fee of $20. That's the gist of it.
And you touched on this a little bit with the various events there, but give us the pitch. Why should students support the Grad Club?
Firstly, right off the bat, you get a 10% discount on all food and non-alcoholic beverage options.
Right.
But I would argue more importantly, you actually get a very heavy discount on the room bookings as well as priority booking. So whether you're an SGPS member who's a part of a club or maybe you just want to have a little venue space, it's nice to have a very cheap option to book a room. For example, personally, every year I like to host parties. I host our floor. I'm a grad student at Botterill, so I like to host our holiday party, but I don't want that in my house.
Of course.
I don't have to clean. So it's just so much easier. Talk to the Grad Club, rent out maybe the third floor. They provide the food, the alcohol if needed, and basically just a venue space for us to have a really good time.
And it's my understanding that part of the reason why those rates are so discounted is because of that optional fee.
Exactly. And on top of that, this year we've started to provide a few more options. I don't know about you. Every time I forget to bring a lunch or I'm a little lazy and just don't bring it, I need to spend about $20, $25 to actually fill my belly. But the Grad Club now offers just a $10 soup and sandwich meal for lunch, which is very nice. I can't find anything cheaper on campus, and it's delicious.
I'm excited to try it, I will say.
Yeah.
And lastly, how can people learn more about the Grad Club and speak a little bit about the voting process? How do people vote?
Yeah. So firstly,
If you go to the SGPS website on the elections tab, you can go down and see our entire referendum package. Sadly, I've only had to touch on a few of the events that we're able to run, but we've been very clear. And on top of that, we're very transparent about where the money's going and what directly the SGPS fees are subsidizing within the grad club. And to vote, the SGPS, I believe they're just going to send out an email on the 29th. And I forget the voting, simply voting.
Simply voting.
Yeah, so you guys should get an email and keep us in your hearts when you're voting.
Well, there you are. So once again, you can head to the SGPS site. You can see all of the referenda related materials for the grad club. And yes, simply voting will be sending all eligible students a link to vote on January 29th. Matthew, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I know you're a busy man, so I appreciate it.
And that's a wrap for our interviews with and statement reads for groups and clubs seeking to establish, increase, or continue their optional or mandatory student fees during the SGPS referendum taking place alongside executive elections on January 29th and 30th. Thank you to Abiyaz Karim, Jaya Kumar, and Jesse Bell for their work with SGPS fee-seeking groups. We'll be back shortly with the next portion of Campus Beat's AMS and SGPS elections coverage right here on CFRC. Coming up next, we'll sit down with and read statements for each of the SGPS executive candidates seeking office this election season. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dinah Jansen.